Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One reviewer calls Faithful to Complete It, missionary memoir by Larry Walker, the most encouraging book he's read this year. Another calls it a must-read for that person who is truly seeking an answer to God. How would you have me invest my life in your kingdom service? Faithful to Complete It was written to testify of God's awesome power, demonstrated in leading an unsuspecting couple, Larry and Sherry Walker, on a 29-year journey to help find lost sheep, influencing thousands of people over several continents. Larry served in the U.S. Marines, worked in the family business, and then surrendered to God's call. The author of Faithful to Complete It, missionary memoir, Larry Walker, joining us on This Week in America. Larry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate the opportunity. It's good to be with you. It's an honor.
What an inspiring message, and this is going to be a very important and interesting interview with Larry Walker, our guest in the program. We'll give you book information in just a little bit. In talking about the book Faithful to Complete It, this almost as I'm reading was a book that had to be written. Talk about the inspiration when you took all of these stories from this 29-year career, actually going back to your childhood, and write a book about it. What was the inspiration to do the book?
Rick, there really, I could name three things that were the inspiration. First of all, you know, there are many things about my mom and dad that I would like to have known that I failed to get from them before both of them passed away, and information that would be very interesting of their lives. I decided early on that I did not want this to happen with my children and my grandchildren, that I wanted information of interesting things in our lives to be passed on to them. And so I began to just record. I wasn't writing a book. I wasn't planning on writing a book at the time, but I began recording things, events, and testimonies that might be interesting to pass on to my kids. So the first inspiration was information from my children for the future. The second inspiration would be my wife and I traveled a lot. We spoke in a lot of churches, and many times after sharing in the services, people would come up to me afterwards, and after hearing several of these testimonies that I've recorded in the book, they would tell me, Larry, you need to write a book. I kind of put that thought deep in the recesses of my mind and wouldn't know whether it was really possible or not. But that was the second inspiration, were people who heard me speak and said, Larry, write a book. And then, of course, the third and primary inspiration was, I believe, the Holy Spirit, bringing those thoughts back to my mind, record the events from my children. People think you can write a book. And so with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I decided to do it.
And the book we're talking about is Faithful to Complete It, missionary memoir by Larry Walker, our guest on the program. Book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Link on directly to get information on Larry's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I understood you sort of had the title of the book before you had the material put together. You started with the title and went back and put the material in. Talk about the importance and why you selected Faithful to Complete It as the title of the book.
Years ago, there was a song out that was, I don't know if that was the exact title of it, Faithful to Complete It. But as I heard that song, it was an inspiration also that this should be the title of my book, because the idea is God was faithful in the beginning to call me, and he would be faithful to see it to completion. And so it was after a song was written and the inspiration to write the book.
How long did it take you to write the book, to go back and chronicle all of the memories that you had, the important messages that you wanted to address in the book?
Well, I would first say the length of time was 72 years in the sense that it's a life experience.
Yes, it is.
So it took 72 years to build those experiences. But in reality, from the time that I decided to write a book, I would say it took me a year to finish and complete the work.
No, it's interesting. You started off, your birthday was a very important date in history. Talk about that, because you didn't come in some dull day that people can't remember. You came in with a very pivotal date in U.S. history.
Yes, very much so. August 6, 1945 was a very pivotal day in the history of the U.S. and the bombing of the atomic bomb. And I have to say that my family member, my brother, got a lot of mileage out of that fact because he made it into a stink bomb. And he would bring that up a lot, trying to create a bit of disharmony.
I like disharmony. I like that. It's a good choice of words, that the love of having an older brother. The book title is Faithful to Complete It, Missionary Memoir. Larry Walker, our guest in the program, the author. What is the main theme or message of the book?
I think you can see the theme or know the theme simply by the title of the book. And, you know, in Jeremiah, in the Bible, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." And basically, the main theme of the book is that God will begin a good work in you, and he will be faithful to complete it. Paul, the Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, said a very important verse to the Philippian church, a very important message to the Philippian church, when he said, "I'm confident of this, that he, being God, who started a good work in you, will see it to completion." And I believe that applies to every person. It doesn't matter if you're a missionary or if you're a carpenter or you're a radio broadcaster. I believe that it's a call, and God can start that work in the beginning because he knows us even in our mother's womb. And so it's a faith. The message is he knows us from the beginning, and he will see our work to completion. But, you know, Rick, we have a responsibility in that, too. That is, we first have to submit to God, and then we have to be obedient to his will. And by submission and obedience, we will see that work completed by God in our life.
You know, I think this book would be helpful to virtually everybody. Who do you think would find it most interesting in reading this book? It seemed like a pretty broad base here. I mean, we all could use that direction in our lives.
That's right. I do think it is a broad base. I think all of the general public would be interested. I think both male and female, both young and old. And I would say not only Christians, but non-Christians as well would be interested, because it highlights the miraculous power of our God. And I think the general public would certainly be interested in reading about that. But there are a couple of other areas and groups I think would be interested. You know, and it's a testimony about several things. One, I was told that I was too old at 36 to go and do ministry. God had a different plan. And so, as you can see, that was not the case in the end. But I think for people who have been or have the feeling perhaps that they have already grown too old to do anything for God, I think this is a book for them. They can see that God can use you. And another group of people would be young people searching for God's will for their life. This is certainly, in my case, how I was seeking God and seeking his plan for my life. And I think young people who are looking to God for his will for their life can find that also.
You know, that's what's so interesting about the book. Among the many aspects interesting in the book, Faithful to Complete It, a missionary memoir by Larry Walker. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That you were very successful, college graduate, a Marine veteran. You're in the family business, doing quite well there. And in 1981, the life changed. I mean, dramatically changed for you when you decided that, okay, I've been thinking about this for years. Now I'm going to go out there. And for so many people, I'm sure they feel like I'm into my 30s. I'm into my 40s. That train is probably left. I probably can't do anything now. Well, you address that in the book. Talk about being called for a particular task as you were and how you received that call. I think sometimes people are conflicted. I don't know whether I'm getting a message that I need to do something different with my life or whether that's just, an idle voice within. How do you get the call, and how do you know that you really need to follow through with that?
I think the our call is very important, and preparation as well is important. Because I mentioned earlier that because God knows us even in the womb of our mothers, when He calls us, He prepares the way. And for me, the call came when I was 14 years old. I went to an altar at church after a message that just seemed to draw me there. And there was an inspiration at that time. And I heard, I guess I could call it a small voice of God. It's not a literal voice from God, but it's the thoughts that are put in your mind and your heart. And at that time in the altar, I felt like God called me and said, Larry, you're going to be a missionary, but you will not be a typical missionary that you've seen come through our church. And the message continued to me in my heart. It said, Larry, you're going to be a missionary, and I will prepare you. I will develop skills within you that I will use for my glory. Now, I was only 14. I didn't understand all of that, but I continued after that day and began to seek what it was God was going to do for me. So they were 22 years later, preparation that God was preparing me, developing skills that He intended to use to fulfill His will for my life. And so when I was 36, that door opened, and my wife and I proceeded to follow the steps that God had for us in missions.
And that's all laid out in Larry's book, Faithful to Complete It, Missionary Memoir. It's filled with miracle stories, stories that are totally inspirational. Would you share at least one with us? I'm not going to ask your favorite because I'm sure there's so many, but just one that maybe we could relate to that's an eye-opening, miraculous experience that you went through.
Okay, there are indeed many in the book. And I think one early on in our mission career, because it was a faith builder, I think God wanted to kind of help us in our faith. And we were young in the beginning of missions, that is. We were in our training still with Wycliffe Bible Translators. And we were headed to Duncanville, Texas, to undergo a two-month training period prior to entering a further training for missions. And my wife and I had a Plymouth Horizon small car, the only car we had. And it was my wife called it her baby Trans Am. She had always wanted a Trans Am in her life, an orange one at that. And this happened to be an orange Plymouth Horizon, not quite a Trans Am, but still our only car. We made the trip to Texas, to Duncanville, where the headquarters of our mission was at the time. And just prior to getting there, we had a tremendous noise in the front left wheel of the car. And I thought, oh, no. This is going to be something bad, but we made it to the Wycliffe Center. We parked our car and left it for 2 months and went and successfully did our training. And then we came back to Duncanville, where we were to return to Birmingham, Alabama, where we would raise money to go overseas. I was kind of hoping for one of those miracles where God just fixed the car in secret, you know, and we would get in the car, we wouldn't hear the noise again. That would have been the ideal. However, we started our trip, 600-mile trip back to Birmingham, and sure enough, immediately, we heard this terrible noise in the left front wheel of our car, and we decided to stop at a McDonald's, have lunch, and I talked with my wife about it, and we prayed and said, if there is a Plymouth dealership, this was on a Saturday now, if there's a Plymouth dealership open and we pass it, then we will know that God has planned for us to stop. So we ate our lunch. We started on the road again. And would you believe within 2 blocks of the McDonald's, the Plymouth dealership on the left side of the road, and we had to obey God. And we pulled off the road, went into the dealership, parked our car in one bay that was open. And before we could even get out of the car, the mechanic came over to us. He left his work. He was working on another car. He came over to us before we ever entered the office to see if they could work on the car. And he said, well, can I help you? And so we explained to him the problem. He told us, well, it sounds like a wheel bearing has gone bad, but I'll take a look at it and see. Would you believe that he took the car off the jack that he was working on, pulled our car into the service bay and took a look at the wheel to see what was wrong with it. We still had not been inside and registered with the Plymouth dealership. And so in a little while, he comes back to us and said, I was correct. I found that you have a bad wheel bearing and you need to replace it. And I said, well, is it dangerous? Can we travel with it? He said, no, it could be very dangerous. It's possible you could even lose your wheel on the highway. So we were felt kind of trapped. And he said, well, let me look in the parts department and see if I can get, if we have this part. He said, I don't think we have this part in our parts department. He disappears and he's gone for 10 or 15 minutes. And he comes back to us. And with this amazed look on his face, he says, I was right. The parts department did not have that part. But he said, there's a gentleman back here having his car serviced. He's an insurance salesman. He's having his car serviced. He heard about your knee, and he said, I have that part in the trunk of my car. and we could not believe it. I could see now why the mechanic was so astonished looking. And he said, this man said he'll sell it to you if you would like to. Of course, my first thought was, instead of giving God credit for that, was, well, this man is going to gouge us for a big price.
Yes.
But, you know, it was very reasonable. He sold it to us. The mechanic got the part from him. He fixed the wheel, and my family, my wife and my two children. And I left that place joyously praising God, thanking him for that marvelous miracle of provision so that we could continue our trip. And one side note to that is that we never had the opportunity to meet that person who had that part in the trunk of his car. Just an amazing story.
One of the many miraculous stories you'll find in Larry's book, Faithful to Complete It, Missionary Memoir. Time going by so quickly in the program. I want to talk a second about the book cover, Faithful to Complete It. This is an eye-catching book cover. Explain that to us.
Okay. The line forms a circle. It's a line forming a circle with an arrowhead, and it signifies the beginning and the end. And it's also a circle which is represents God's perfection. And around that circle are phases of life, and it begins at birth, where God knows us even in the womb of our mother. And then it goes to a praying youth. I believed in God early on in my life, and I sought God's will, and that just signifies a time of prayer, seeking the will of God. And then there's a college student phase of life that's very important in the formation of my life. And then an interruption, if you will, the Marine Corps, the Vietnam War. I didn't know if I was even going to survive that period of time in my life, but God had a plan for my life. And certainly I was one of those fortunate ones who came back from Vietnam and survived the situation. And then it goes on with other phases, my wife, our marriage, two children that we had, construction with my dad's company, and then finally a couple reading the Bible just to signify a missionary couple. So there were eight stages represented, a start from birth to the finish of God's call on us as missionaries.
What was this experience like for you? Some of the highlights in writing this book, it had to be interesting as you go back and look at your life and you're putting your life down on print to share with others. What's this experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been a marvelous experience. And I would say that the highlight of writing this book was taking a look back. You know, as I was writing the book, it forced me to put all of these in writing. And then when I take a look back at all that, I cannot help but just sit in amazement and just praise God for all the miraculous things that we've experienced. So I would say that the highlight of writing the book was just a look back of the magnificence and the magnificence of God and his miraculous power. It's just a reminder of how great God is and how much God can help us in our life.
You know, it's interesting, a minute or so left in the program, you talk about living the biblical principle that God has a plan in your life for you, and you said that it's brought you joy, peace, contentment, fulfillment, satisfaction, complete happiness. The book is really a key so other people can share in that, isn't it? If they follow your message, inspired by your message, they too can have this joy, this peace, this contentment, this passion, this zest for life that you've exhibited during the course of the interview today. This is something that's available to all of us, isn't it?
Yes. I think if someone would take a trip through the book and read that and realize that I did not write the book to tell what Sherry and I did in our life. I wrote the book to tell what God did for us. And as people read the book, I think they will be amazed and inspired themselves to see what God can do, not just for someone else, but they can do for them personally.
With us on the program, Larry Walker. He's author of the book, Faithful to Complete It, Missionary Memoir. The book is available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Larry, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. So little time that we had to converse, but so many great stories that you had, and you'll find many, many more in the book, Faithful to Complete It. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. And I hope people will buy the book so they can read how great a God we have.
It's very inspirational. It's a book that's well-written, Faithful to Complete It, Missionary Memoir by Larry Walker. Again, available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Amazon. Get information. You can order the book there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.